And welcome back to our Tuesday Night Prayer with Miracle Life Ministries as we move forward. And we thank God for this special time, this platform that we allow to move forward with God. We thank you for tuning in. Always, as you want to give monetary and soul season to the ministry, it's going to be MIMSCOG1 with Cash App. And that's $ MIMSCOG1 if you want to sow into it. So let's get ready to go into prayer. Eternal Father, tonight we thank you again, God. We thank you for your time that you're giving to us, God. God, we thank you for this precious moment that you have given us, that we have life, God, that we have a place to worship you and the Spirit and in true God. God, we thank you, God, for everything that you've already been doing in our lives, God. We thank you for being the keeper, God. God, we thank you for being the comforter right now with us, God, that can comfort us through the situations that we are facing right now, God. God, your arms are wrapped around us, and we feel you comfort us through every situation. Everything that we're going through right now, God. Even in this time, we may feel distress, we may feel sadness, we may feel grief, God. But God, you are God that will comfort us, God. And we thank you, God, for comforting us in this time, God. We thank you, God, that you remain the God that who you are and said to who you will be, God. God, we thank you that you're still the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. God, we thank you that you are not changing, not like all these people in the world at the moment, God, will change. But God, you are still remaining the same, God. You're still the God that gives us grace. You're still the God that gives us mercy, God. You're still the God that allows favor to rest in our lives tonight, God. And God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are moving us in this right direction, God. God, we thank you for your loving arms that you wrap around us, that keeps us, God. God, the things that you've done, God, the mind regulating, God, the heart fixing, God. God, the delivering, saving God that you still are, God, and we thank you, God. God, we thank you for moving us in the right direction where we need to be, God. God, we thank you for the pivot, God. God, we thank you for whatever we need to do is in the redo again, God. God, the redo, the going back to do it again, God. God, we thank you, God, for letting us go back unto our first love to get things right, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, that you be the God that will step in a time that we need you the most, God. God, you see beyond the false, God. You see beyond the proclivities, God. You see beyond the issue, and you see your child, God. And you know when to step in, God. And we thank you, God, for stepping in a time that we truly needed you the most, God. When we are feeling like we are about to lose everything, and everything troubles our mind, that anxiety, the depression, and everything that tries to come up. But God, you are God that steps in right on time, God. And God, we thank you for that tonight, God. God, we thank you, God, for just being who you truly are in this time, God. God, we thank you for getting us in our, and keeping us in our right minds when we should have lost our minds with the things we've been through, God. And God, we thank you, God, that you have always been there for us no matter how many times we have turned our backs on you, God. And God, we thank you, God. God, we repent right now for the things that we've done and the things that we're not doing what we should be doing, God. God, we repent right now that we will come back in right standing with you, God. God, we don't want to always be in right standing with people, but God, we want to be in right standing with you, God. Let us be in right standing with you in everything we do tonight. God, let us be in the right standing that we be obedient unto what you would have us to do, God. God, right now, God. God, as we lay down everything that we've been carrying, God, and God, we cast every care that we've been carrying, God. We are casting it, God. God, that you will be the God that will come in and comfort us, God. That you'll be the God to come in and lead and direct us in these times, God. And we thank you, God. God, we thank you for what you're doing tonight, God, and how you bring us through, God. God, in this time, God, where we're at right now, we are facing some emotional distress times. And God, you have been our peace, God. We thank you, God, for being peace right now. God, we thank you for being comfort right now. God, we thank you for understanding understanding coming tonight, God. In this time, God, we thank you, God, that you have still remained who you are when everybody else can turn their backs and everybody can get caught in emotion. But God, you still remain the same. And God, we thank you for remaining the same, God. That same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. And we thank you, God, that you know what to do for each one of us, God. The 7 billion that us out there, God, you know how to deal with us. Rather, we understand that you are the true living God, or we're serving some other God. But God, you still know every one of us, God, because you created us, God. You knew us. You took the time to mold us in our hands, and you know how to deal with us in any way we need to be dealt with, God. But God, in this time, bring things to our mind, God. God, bring clarity unto our sight, God. Bring openness unto our hearing just for you, God, and only you, God. Tonight, as we're in this place, God, we need you even the more, God. Because, God, there are some things that we have dealt with and are dealing with, God, that no one can ever talk and no one can ever counsel us fully through but you, God. And we thank you, God, that you are faithful to us. We thank you, God, when we was not faithful to you, but you remained faithful unto us, God. And God, we thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you for everything you're doing, God. God, now, I don't know if anybody else will understand it, but God, and even in the times of whatever we're going through, we still say thank you, God. We still say thank you, God, because you did not have to do what you did. You did not have to keep us in our right mind. You did not have to give us peace in the midst of the storm. You did not have to heal our bodies. You did not have to get rid of all kind of tumors that are going in. But I still want to say thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it. But you did. You're faithful and you're just, God, that you're doing exactly what you said you're going to do. And God, tonight, where we are at tonight, God, God, we implore that you would hear our cry, God, that you would hear our petition before you, God, because we need you like never before, God. Just like the hymn say, I need thee, God. God, we need you right now, God, because we're in a dispensation of you, God, that we don't want to mess up. God, we don't want to get caught in our flesh, God. We want to hear from you, God, and not hear from people, God. But God, we want to hear what you would have us to say in this time, because God, if we just listen to what you're saying, God, you will direct us, God. You will give us what we need in every time, God. You will open up doors, if we would just take the time and really focus on you and listen to you, God. God, let us not be caught up in what the world does, God. God, let us get rid of buddy systems, God. And God, let us get into the place where we need to more mentor and pour into people, God. God, stop holding. God, convict us to stop holding so much that we are trying to hold everything for ourselves. God, you have given these gifts and anointing for us to go out and do what we need to do. It's not about what people are thinking us saying, but we must be obedient in this time and do what the Lord says do in this season, God, that we need our minds to be checked, God. God, we need our mindsets to be regulated, God, because we are caught up in so much of what culture is and not what the Holy Ghost is saying. We're caught up in what they're doing on social media and seeing what they're doing in the Word of God. God, let us get back to a place where we're regulated to know that you are God and we must depend upon you. God, I know you created everything that we will work together, but God, we have forgotten about who is the creator, and we have looked at creations, God. Let us get back to looking at God. Let us get back to a place where we're trusting in him even the more when things keep arising in our lives, when diagnosis comes. God, everything that comes against us, God, we must still know how to trust in him. The old song said, I will trust in the Lord until I die. But we have not done that. We have learned how to depend upon medicine. We have learned how to depend upon technology. And we forgot about what we need to do. God, we need to get back to that place where our heart will be after you, God. Let our hearts be after you, God. Let our minds go back to thinking on you, God, and thinking on the things above, God. Let us not just think about our situations, God, but let us think about you and God. God, that we trust and believe that you will bring us through every time. And we know that God is faithful and just to do it. And God, we thank you. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving in this way, God. God, we thank you for every way that you give us revelation that we will see, God. God, begin to open our eyes to move us in the right direction even the more, God. God, don't let pain and strife begin to blind us. Don't let pain and strife blind us, God. Let everything that we need to see be seen, God. God, open our spiritual eyes at another level that we can see you, God. God, we don't want to see no one else, but God, we need to see you, God. And we should be able to recognize each other by seeing God in us. God, let that be done. And we declare and we decree let that be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's go into the word and go, then we'll go back into prayer. Let's go into Proverbs, the third chapter. Very familiar text. Everybody should know this. Everybody should know this scripture. And everybody should know that in times you must do this. And it says in Proverbs, the third chapter, and at the fifth verse, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and don't rely upon your own understanding. For when I was studying this thing, and every time you study it, God gives you a more deeper revelation. If we understand that when we're talking about trust in this thing of the Hebrew language, and it understands the Hebrew, what it really means is to lie down upon. I mean, I'm going to put my weight on this thing. If y'all didn't catch that, I'm going to put my weight in this. That means I'm going to truly put everything I got on this. And I'm not going to let other things carry me. I got to get to the place and understand it. When I really trust God and I really depend upon Him, I don't depend upon the things of what the world teaches us to depend upon. I depend upon what God is doing in this very time, that God will move and operate. That means I must rely on Him. If I'm not relying on Him, then I mean I'm moving myself away from what He is doing. And I must get by myself back to a place of truly relying on the Lord, truly trusting in the Lord. As that song will be saying, God, I will trust in the Lord until I die. What does that mean unto you? Be it gotten to a place where we sing hymns and sing songs and don't understand the meaning behind what is it teaching us through that song. Sometimes people did not want to hear a sermon, but they would listen to a song, and God began to speak to some songwriters to get some of the words that He needed out so people would be in the place of the receiving what the Lord has to say. Because we get to a place, we think we know it all. We get to a place where that doesn't apply to me. That's for babes in Christ. But if we would truly understand that God is still speaking to us in every kind of situation, God speaks to us through the logos. God speaks to us through situations. God speaks to our spirit that we hear Him audibly. But you got to know that you can't depend upon what people say you should do. You must rely on God and trust in Him. Put your whole weight, put your whole mind, your body, and your spirit that's in there, and depend upon them. Because when we get to a place where we stop depending upon God and we depend upon man, things are set up for us to fail. Ah, God gives us warning before destruction. And I want you to hear this tonight, because we're in this place because we have lost trust in God. We have lost our dependency upon Him, and we have to start to depend upon things of the world. And God says, do not depend upon them things. He reminds us, even in His word, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in the Lord. And we have got to get to that place where we got to trust in the Lord. Just like we have must understand it, that David, while he was in Ziklag, he had to trust in the Lord and had to encourage himself in the Lord in the situation, because the people around him were conspiring to stone him. Because of their pain and their grief, they were looking to take someone out. Don't let people around you, because they're grieving and in pain, begin to try to despise, to take you out. Some people go through some things. Y'all need y'all to hear this. Some people go through some things, and they depend upon the person instead of depend upon God. And when the person drops them, they let the grief, the pain, and the bitterness and regretfulness, regret, and being regretful, be direct their life. We must get back to trusting in God. If we trust in God in every situation, when things happen, God will show you how to move. God will give you directions on which way to move and how to move. God will show you that I have got a path for you. Now don't stay on this path, because sometimes people want you to stay on a path because that's where they're being. But God is taking you somewhere that you ain't never been before, because God says, I gotta take you to a level and a dimension in me that other people have not, and I need you to follow the instructions of the Lord. So I must need you to trust in the Lord in this time, because if you don't trust in God, you can miss what God is doing. And this ain't got nothing to do if God is not moving. God is still moving. Even in silence, God is still moving. I need you to hear that. Even when you feel like God is not saying nothing, God is still moving. God is still speaking, because we got to get to a place where we want the lightning, the thunder, and all this stuff. But God says, I need you to stand still and hear me in a small, quiet voice. Let me hear you through the winds of the bush. And I need you to be in that place, because sometimes you're looking for the big things and God is moving in a thing that we consider small. But there's nothing small about God. But we must get to a place of trusting in the Lord. We got to trust in Him. And I'm going to take this time, because after news this week, that when I go back into prayer, that we must continue to lift some people I know and some people that you may know that are going through a process, the grieving process, the things of having someone, I can't say lost, I can say transitioned to the other side. And the emotional and the human mind has so many things that it processes, and it puts it in a way that you can feel like the grief is taking over. But the grief will not take over. The grief will not be with. We will have the moments that we can have sadness, but God, we're going to pray that God is a keeper, that God will comfort you, God will bring peace, because there are two particular families. I'm not going to say one name, because I just want to pray for them, and they're close to me, and everybody else knows who's close to me, the Martin family. We want to pray for them, and we want to take this time and really intercede for them as they go through this process. Because if we be real, the Bible reminds us, a man born of a woman, days are short and filled with trouble. Some days are shorter than others. But if we keep our eyes focused on Him and trust in Him, that God will bring you through, and God will comfort you through everything that you go through. And we thank God for that. And as we lift up these two families, God, that we pray that God will still comfort them, guide them, God. The God that will keep peace amongst the family, God. God, that He will have a final say and continue to be showing His light and being light through the people that are following after Christ, God. So let us go in prayer. Tonight, God, as we come before You again, God, we thank You, first of all, because You let us know who You still are in our lives, God. In this time of grieving, God, in this time of feeling uneasiness and heartache and sadness, God. God, we ask You to come in and touch the families now, God. Touch every grieving family, God. Even families that I have not mentioned on this dime tonight. God, begin to touch the families, God. God, begin to go in them and begin to comfort them in places that they can't even understand it, God. God, go in and comfort every child, God, that they feel like their mother is gone on and they're not with them, God. God, let them know that You're still there, that can comfort them right now, God, that can wrap Your loving arms around them and give them peace now, God. God, let them have peace in the midst of this, God. God, don't let guilt get set in their lives, God. God, let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, begin to move in their lives tonight, God. God, not just tonight, God. God, move through them through this whole process. process, God. God, because we know this process that you call grieving, God, can be something that can overtake people, God. God, it can cause a broken heart. But God, tonight you be the heart mender, God. God, you be the mind regulator, God. God, you be the mender of hope and mend and broken and get these broken relationships back together again, God. God, let the miracles that you need to happen in people's lives, God, let it bring things back together, stronger together, God. God, move on every family that's dealing with the family member that has transitioned, God. And God, for even the ones who may hear this and the family may not be safe, but they need to know that God will still comfort them, even though they're not in the very will of God right now, that God is so just that he will rain on the unjust as he does the just, God. God, begin to comfort them now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Comfort them right now, God, to let them know that God is still God. God, even right now, the ones who they're not serving you, not following you, God. God, you comfort and begin to mend their hearts and touch their heart, that they will be drawn unto you, God, and they will dedicate their life to live for you, that they will not be lost, God, that they will be able to go and to the place with you, God. They will be sitting in the mansion and the place that you already prepared for them, God. God, let them be touched now, God. God, go in and begin to do a work in them, God. God, even at the services, God. God, bring your healing deliverance power in there, God. God, bring your wholeness, God. God, let us be in a place where all of us can see each other again, God. God, call for them to submit themselves unto God, that they will live for God, God, in this time of grief, God. God, let them turn unto you tonight, God. God, tonight, do it tonight, God, as we in this place, God. God, even tonight, God, he kaba sobarama. This spirit of retaliation that's going over in Seminole County right now, God, begin to move, God. God, you the only one that can break the curse over this land, God, that people have turned unto evilness and have turned unto being revengeful, God. God, take it away now, God. Break the curse off of this city, God. Break the curse off of this county right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, begin to move in this city of Sanford tonight, God. God, break break right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, bring this city back into unity once again, God. God, bring it back into the alignment that you have called, God. God, begin to move on every mayor, God, every commissioner now, God. God, let the Holy Ghost begin to convict them now to get this place back together, God. God, call them into, call this city into prayer once again, God. God, because we need prayer in the city now, God. We need prayer that we will have a delivered city once again, God. God, we have gotten to a place where we are after all these idol gods and after all this praise, God, after all this popularity. But God, let us get us back to a humble place, God, that we will humble ourselves under your mighty hand and let God begin to do a work in the city, God. God, begin to do a cleaning of the city right now. God, we plead the blood on Sanford tonight, God. God, we plead the blood on Sanford tonight, God. God, as I plead the blood on Sanford, God, plead the blood on Mills right now, God. God, break it. That's it. Break every all curses in this land, that God, that we have fallen, but God, that even the spirit of division that's sitting in the land now, God, God, we declare, God, we come together to break this divisionary spirit out of here right now, God. This backbiting spirit, God, God, break right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, if we asking you to break in these small cities in Florida, God. God, we asking you to even go up to places like Chicago, God. God, go into the place of the Bronx, God. Go into all kind of places that's in Ohio, God. Go into places of Cleveland, God. Go into L.A., God. Go into the Watts area, God. Go into every place that you say that, God, that you need to move, God. God, go down to Broward County, God. Move all to Coral Springs, Lauderhill, Fort Lauderdale, Riverdale, God. God, move all through parts of Palm Beach County, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, even now as we talk about Palm Beach, God, strengthen Pastor Barnett right now for she moving in the city and doing things that God says to do. God, strengthen her now to carry out the assignment that you have given unto her, God. God, equip her on every hand. God, bring her into all the gifts that she needs to do what God has called her to do in the years that she's living now, God. God, be called on the help that the son that calls somebody, Rabbi Soreba, call it in now, God. God, strength unto her tonight, God. Hishamandoro bosha, yakasora badasha. Strength, am I saying? Hishama, akaramandoro woko shamani yandere. Strength now, God. Do it now, God. God, do it now for her. God, move throughout that county as God, as God's you being a voice in that area that you speak prophetically and bring things into order. God, speak strength unto her now, God, that she will continue to move forward what God has called for her to do at this stage, God. Even though it may be a wrestle, but God, she submitted to your will, God. Now, God, do what you're going to do through her, because the city is in need of her voice that you have anointed now, God. Do it now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, do it now, God. God, if we continue to move down, God. God, let every city and every county in South Florida begin to get under the subjection of God. God, move all the way up to Tallahassee, God. God, give strength, God. Send help unto the Bishop McGee right now. God, send help now, God, that he continues to follow what God says to do, God. Do it now, God. Break every curse in those areas, God. God, while he's up there, God, in the Capitol, God, God, begin to give him favor at Florida State, at FAMU, God, that he can go in there and begin to minister at another level, God. God, give him favor, God, to let him go into places where people said he could not go, God. But God, you open the door right now in the name of Jesus, God. We don't somebody did do it now, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. And God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for every answered prayer, God. God, we thank you for the company of every grieving family, God. We thank you for the peace that you're giving to everyone that can hear this, God. God, because people may not have had someone transition, but they're going through a phase of life. They're going through a transition from one thing to another. But God, give them peace, God. God, give them peace for every leader that's on here that they don't get frustrated and miss out on what God is doing because they fell into a place and not hollering God and operating in frustration, God. Send peace now, God. Send peace now. God, we thank you, God. We declare this thing done. We stand on your word, God. And as you have given us peace, God, I hear this. God, give us to every instruction that you say to do, God. God, lead us in the decisions that we must make that people think are crucial and critical, God. But God, we will trust you in this decision that we make, God. God, direct us in the way that you should have us to go, God, because we only want to be followers of you, God, and not followers of man. And God, we thank you. It is so. It is so, and so it is. We thank you. And we honor you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank y'all for tuning in. We thank y'all for taking the time to hear what God would have to say. We thank you for all this tonight. We thank you for our leaders, Dr. and Dr. Johnson, as they are moving forward what God says to do. We thank you for all that. We thank you for just listening to God. You're not listening to Charles. You listen to God as God gives clear direction unto you. Just follow it and let God be God. And we thank y'all tonight. We pray that God will continue to bless you until we can meet again next time. Males, remember to stay aware of the text for Bible study tomorrow night. And we want to look forward to Sunday. Sunday is the time of baptism. And we thank God for us having the opportunity to baptize members of the body of Christ, that they will come into a whole nother revelation of God and come out even new and fresh. fresher than they went in. God bring another revelation unto everyone that gets baptized. So God's getting ready to do something. We thank you, Dr. and Dr. Johnson. Once again, make sure y'all give honor where honor is due, because God has blessed them, and they are deserving of the honor that God is giving them. And we thank you. Until next week, y'all be blessed. And I pray that God continues to smile on you.